What's up, man? All right, guys. So I'm here at the airport. My last day in Rome, as you got, not Rome, last day in Romania. I'm going off to Italy and then from Italy to America. So I figured, you know, I know I told you guys I, you know, wanted to probably stay here a little bit longer, but I figured a couple of things here were really not going in my favor. Number one, the Scamarona restrictions were really killing any sort of social access to women. As you guys know, I spoke with a guy named John, Farmer John. I did a video with him on MGTOW TV a couple of days ago. And the guy hasn't had a girlfriend in over a year. And he told me the number one way to get a girlfriend here is to go to a bar, get a girl drunk, you know, sleep with her, and then, you know, you kind of have that type of relationship going on for X amount of time. So as you guys know, there are curfews here, no bars, no nightclubs, none of that stuff because of Scamarona. So the scene to meet women is pretty much non-existent. Add the fact that it's cold outside and it's rainy. Not a lot of people are in the mood for socializing and having fun. Everybody told me, Amr, if you came here, you know, 2 years ago before this Scamarona shit happened, this place would have been the bomb. So anyways, today's video is titled, I went to a brothel for the first time in my life in Old Town Bucharest. So yesterday I came back to Bucharest because my flight obviously is from this airport. So I was walking around Old Town Bucharest, and they have these guys who like walk around looking for foreigners like myself, and they would try to sweet talk them into meeting women and shit like that. So anyway, this young guy, he was 20 some years old, looked like he was like gypsy slash Turkish, something like that, you know. He was like, hey man, where are you from? Stuff like that. We actually did have a meaningful conversation about Scamarona. He's not taking the vaccine. You know, he also believes it's bullshit. So at least, you know, that talking to him was actually a little bit entertaining. So at the end, he was like, yo man, I invite you to this brothel, bro. Come here with me. You know, I show you girls. And I said to him, okay, because I figured we can report this on YouTube for you guys, right? Now, I didn't have any intention of sleeping with no hooker because I don't do pay to play. I was, you know, thinking about it if the girl was like super duper hot. So I went there and the girls, they only had like 3 girls in there and they weren't all that hot. You know, the body was decent, but the face, you know, the face was like a 6.6, 6.7. So they weren't like, oh my God, she's hot. Now this one girl that the guy picked out for me, again, there was only like 3 girls in there, okay? This one girl, she was a tall Romanian Asian looking woman. She probably was a descendant of gypsies. As you guys know, gypsies are pretty much, you know, dark skinned people from India that been here for God knows how many years or centuries. So she kind of was a little bit exotic, you know, not all that hot. You know, the body was decent. The face again was like a 6.7. She was dark skinned like I was. So she had that exotic factor going on. And I would have paid the $80 to smash her, because at least that way I can say to Yogi Obes, yo Yogi, I boinked your sister, right? So what they wanted to do afterwards is they said, you have to come here and buy a drink. And I'm like, I told you guys, I don't drink alcohol. They said, no. The drink is for her. And I'm like, oh, really? How much is the drink? So they took out the menu, they showed me the price for the drink. It was 1,500 leis. 1,500 Romanian leis is the equivalent of, oh, I don't know, $350. So I just stood up and I said, have a good day, and I walked out of there. Now, I know a lot of Turkish people do this type of scam too, and I know a lot of Middle Eastern people, in fact, even people here, they actually got scammed, or they go to like one of those Turkish brothels and they show them a menu of the price for the drinks, And the guy's like, sure, sure, thinking he's going to get laid. And he ends up owing hundreds, if not thousands of dollars in debt. And these people won't let you go until you pay it off. So I knew what this scam was. And I'm not a horny bastard. So I was like, have a good day. And I walked out of there. So today we're going to be talking about the whole situation in Europe, okay? Because the days of coming here, the days of Rouge V, where you can get a girl drunk, you smash, those days are long, long gone. A lot of these guys over here, they're paying for it. Even, I told you guys, the guy I picked up the car from, he's paying for it. You know, John the Farmer, you know, he said every now and then he pays for it. And you guys saw John the Farmer. He was a pretty damn good looking dude, you know. He's a high tier normie. So if he's paying for it, if most people here are paying for it, you know, who the hell are you and me to come in here and walk around grabbing our junk saying, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha, and expect to get laid? It doesn't work like that, okay? Because the mood here is extremely, extremely depressing. You guys have to remember, not only is this a communist country, but the scammer owner restrictions, the fact that inflation is going up, the fact that a lot of these people are losing their livelihood, you know, they're not happy, you know? So they're not in the mood to have fun. So it's all about money, 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 money. That's all these people care about here. So the woman over here, guys, is that they're getting into prostitution. Like Andrew Tate said, these women want to sell their pussy. They want to make money off of their pussy. They don't want to give it out for free anymore. So, special shout out to the guys on MGTOW TV who commented in my videos and said, yo, Amr, the divorce rates in Soviet Union countries are astronomical. The West is just catching up to the Soviet people. So, I did my research, okay? I did my research on these post-former Soviet countries to see what's going on, and I realized several very, very interesting things. Let's put it like that, interesting. Number one, the birth rate here is lower than the West. The birth rate here is like under 1.5 for the vast majority of these Eastern European countries. Number two is that the divorce rate is astronomical. You're talking in excess of 60-70% in some cases. Now, let the lady finish what the bullshit she's saying. It's probably the whole mask thing. Nobody's taking this shit seriously. Are you gonna keep a distance of 1.5 meter on the plane? I don't think so. Alright, so what I have noticed here, guys, is that the woman here, unlike the woman in America, they don't sleep around, you know, with Chad and Tyrone when they're fucking 9, 10 years old, and then by the time they become 18, they're heartbroken. Okay, what the woman here do is that they get with Chad, right? They get with him at a young age, you know, 21, 22, her high school sweetheart, her college sweetheart. So they marry at a young age, and what ends up happening is that the guy is like, hey, I got your pussy, I got you knocked up, I'm not gonna work, I'm just gonna go to the cafe, smoke weed or cigarettes, and drink alcohol, and you can work and provide for the family. So a lot of these women out there, they end up divorcing their Chad husbands, and they end up becoming alpha widows at a very young age. And not only that, the single motherhood rate in the Slavic countries is also astronomical, because again, these women, they get married to the Chad at a young age, you know, they go off of love and feeling, and he's hot, he makes my pussy wet. But eventually they realize that this Chad guy, because he has so many options, he's not going to sit home, he's not going to go out and be a productive member of society, because he can get any girl he wants at any time. So a lot of these women out there, man, they end up becoming jaded single mothers around the age of, say, 25, 26 years old. And most of them end up going into prostitution, because that's pretty much the only way for a lot of women here to actually make money to raise a family. As you guys know, in Brasov, I was going to a bar, a pub, if you want to call it that, because that was the only place open after 9 o'clock. They weren't supposed to be open, but they made it private, so you can stay an hour or two after the 9 o'clock curfew. And this one time, I went into this pub, and there was this girl. She was decent looking, you know, tall. She shook my hands, and she was like, Coca-Cola guy. As you guys know, I don't drink alcohol, so I drink Coca-Cola when I go to these pubs slash bars. So this girl shook my hand. She was flirting with me. She was getting all touchy-feely. And I was like, you know, man, something is not genuine about this. You know, something about this is fishy. So I didn't do anything with her, you know, other than the whole touchy-feely thing. I didn't kiss her, any of that mumbo-jumbo. So the next day, you know, she wasn't there. And I asked the people, you know, who show up. And I'm like, who the hell was that girl from yesterday? They told me, oh, that's a bar owner's wife. And you guys want to know what's really fucked up? The bar owner was actually there that day when this girl was, like, all over me getting touchy-feely. So what happens here in Eastern Europe, and it's not surprising because I knew it happened when I was driving cab in LA, okay? I drove cab in LA well over 10 years ago. So what, I drove cab with Armenians, especially the Russian Armenians, okay? The Russian Armenian guys, they would actually marry a woman from Russia, from Armenia, and then they would take that girl back to, they'd take the girl back to America, and guess what? Even though she's legally their wife, they actually pimp her out. So the husband pimps out his own wife. This is actually standard operating procedures for Eastern European people. So when you see like a decent looking guy or a guy who's like a five, but yet his girl is like a dime piece, trust and believe he's pimping her out. Now I know a lot of you guys are gonna say, oh man, he's a cuckold, you know, but the reality of the matter, you guys have to understand, prostitution is a gray area. It's kind of illegal. Sex trafficking is illegal in these European countries. So if you go out to get a girl and you become her pimp, you can be charged with sex trafficking and end up going to prison for a long time. If you get busted in a prostitution sting, that can also give you prison and big fines. So what these European men do is that they get married to some hottie and then they pimp her out, and if the police ever was to bust in or try to investigate them, the husband is going to say, come on man, we are in an open relationship and I like to see my woman get banged by other guys. Man, what's your problem? Aren't you a lefty liberal like everybody else is? So this is how these people escape any criminal charges due to prostitution or sex trafficking by pimping out their wives. That's standard in these Eastern European countries. And again, they do that in America as well by bringing their hot girlfriend, hot wife from Romania, from Armenia, Ukraine. They bring her over, Russia even. I knew that when I was driving cab 10 years ago. I just didn't know how widespread and how okay it was. I mean, everybody here was like, yeah, Amar, yeah. Guys here pimp out their wives all the time. I mean, how do you think most of these people make their money? You know, here, people here in general are poor. People here in general, it's corrupt. So the only way you can make money in countries like Romania and Moldova is if you are very, very lucky. You know, maybe you have the next big product that you sell, you know, online company, which, let's be honest, for 99.99% of the population, that's not going to happen. You know, you're an oligarch, you're a member of the government, you're a member of the mafioso, you're a member of the elite, then maybe you can make money. But for the average citizen in these Eastern European countries, the chances of you actually leading a decent life is pretty much null in existence. So the only way to come remotely close it, pimp out your wife, okay? They usually pimp out their wives for about 20, 25 euros for the locals, but when it comes to foreigners like myself, they wanna get that price up to like, you know, $100 or close to $100. So what's happening here in Eastern Europe, guys, is that with this type of mentality where people are becoming desperate, where people are becoming more miserable due to Scamarona, the women out here, guys, they just want money for that pussy. You know, I was talking to Farmer John the other day about the prostitution in this country, and the thing is, it's not taboo, you know. In America, if you're going to talk to somebody about prostitution, you know, you want to take them to the corner or somewhere, make sure nobody's listening. But in this country, you can talk about prostitution, like, anywhere, you know. It's normal. You know, everybody's in on it. Everybody's okay with it. So we were talking about, you know, prostitution and how much women cost in Romania. And I was at the bar, and the bar girl, you know, not the bar girl that was the wife of the bar owner who was hitting on me the other day, but another bar girl, you know, cute bar girl, you know, think she might have been in her early 20s, while me and, John the Farmer were talking about prostitution and prices for that. This girl was, like, hanging out by us. I'm pretty sure I could have turned out to her and said, "Hey, baby, how would you like to make $100 tonight, right?" And I would have gotten her vajayjay. So here in Eastern Europe, guys, it's transaction-based pussy, okay? I know a lot of you out there, guys, are going to say, "You, Omar, Chad gets it for free." All right, guys, let me tell you something about Chad, okay? Let's get this thing about Chad out in the open right now, okay? I don't care about America. American women are fucked up, you know? An American woman can chase after Chad and Tyrone, you know, well into their 30s and even 40s, okay? This is why guys like me go overseas, because American women are just fucking retarded. They just, you know, somebody uploaded a video on MGTOW.TV yesterday about this Tyrone, you know, good-looking black dude. He was fucking hundreds of bitches. He had like 37 kids, and they asked him, "Don't you use protection?" He's like, "Hell yeah, I use protection. Otherwise, I would have had over 200 kids." So what does that tell you about American women when they keep going after the same guy? So here in Eastern Europe, Chad is under the age of 25. Let me repeat that. Chad is under the age of 25. If you guys go on Tinder and you look at, you know, your competition men, all the guys, almost all the guys I've seen on Tinder here in Romania, 18, 19, 21, 22. Seldom have I seen anybody over the age of 24, 25 on Tinder. So again, guys, Chad in Eastern Europe is under the age of 25, okay? Chad, he gets that young pussy. He gets that 18, 19, 21, 22-year-old pussy, okay? Shut the fuck up. Okay, so, like I was telling you guys, Chad is under the age of 25 in Eastern Europe. He's the guy who marries a girl, you know, 18, 19, 21, 22. He knocks her up, and then, you know, 3, 4, 5 years later, after she has a kid, she's like, "Hey, Chad, where's the money at, Chad? Go get a job, Chad." And Chad is like, "No, I'm fucking bitches getting drunk." So, that's how it works, guys. A lot of single mothers around here are in prostitution because of that. Now, here's where we need to understand, okay? We need to simply get our hands on women before Chad knocks them up and or makes them jaded. Because once a woman becomes an alpha widow, that's it, man. Once a woman gets into prostitution, that's it. Okay, once a woman gets into prostitution, she's damaged forever. Once a woman becomes an alpha widow, like Rollo Tomasi said, guess what? She is forever jaded, and no man is going to live up to her first love, especially if she got a kid from him. So, guys, here's what's going to go on. Pay to play is going to be the future. I'm calling it the harem system, okay? Now, Aaron Clary and a lot of other guys in the manosphere, they are big, big, big supporters of seeking arrangement. Now, seeking arrangement, you can go there, tell a girl, "Hey, I'm going to give you an allowance of $1,000 a month, but you know what? Every time I get with you, we're going to have a happy ending, okay? The only difference between the harem system, which is what I'm supporting, versus seeking arrangement is that we have exclusivity with the woman. In other words, this is not dirty, dirty sharmuta that we are sharing with 25 other, you know, dirtbags, okay? The harem system is all about exclusivity to woman. You know, that woman is yours. So again, you gotta get your hands on a girl before she gets jaded by Chad, before she ends up becoming a prostitute. You know, Coach Red Pill said, don't ever get in a relationship with a girl over the age of 25. I would actually say you should get in a relationship with girls under the age of 23, you know, between 18 to 23. That's what Leonardo DiCaprio does, you know. With Leonardo DiCaprio, once a girl reaches 23, he throws her out. Why? Because once a woman really passes the age of 23, she goes from emotions, lovey-wovey-dovey, to where the money at, man. So, here in Eastern Europe, there are more women, far more women than men. And the reason behind it, guys, is that men here commit suicide. And they're alcoholics. They actually drink themselves to death. Why? Because their wives nag. Let me say that one more time. The reason why Eastern European countries have a large female to male ratio, it's because the men commit suicide and they drink themselves to death by alcohol poisoning, and they do it because their wives nag them literally to death. Okay, so here in Eastern Europe, there is no big daddy government. Okay, there is no child support, there is no alimony. So if a woman is with a loser husband who fucks women all day and gets drunk, hey baby, you're on your own. You're actually probably better off on your own, because these guys over here actually take money from women, believe it or not. You know, these Chad drones, you know, he's like, hey baby, give me money so I can go get drunk, you know. So in these East, I don't want to make it sound like all these Eastern European guys are scumbags. I don't want to do that. But you know, the hot guys, hey, if you're a hot Chad or a giga Chad, hey man, it's really her fault. She knew she was going after a guy who has other options. She knew that you're really not gonna work, because honestly, I mean, if women are throwing their pussy at you 24/7, you really don't need to do anything. You know, you don't need to do what I did. You know, with me, Amar Mitwal, as you guys know, I'm building an empire with MGTOW TV, Manosphere.tv. That way you can attract women. Now, I know a lot of you guys out there, you're gonna say, Amar, that's tricking dog, Amar, that's being a beta male provider. This is what you guys out there have to understand. Unless you're Giga Chad, okay? Giga Chad, not regular Chad. Giga Chad, unless you're Giga Chad, it's over for you. That's just what it is. Oh God, there goes another retarded message. You know, all over the world, guys, they have that same goddamn retarded message. Wear the mask. 1.5 meters apart. What the fuck is this? I don't think you guys can hear her. Oh, good. Oh, this is actually good information. They have a train that goes to Bucharest. That's good. They have a train that goes to downtown Bucharest. That way, guys, if you come here, you don't have to take a car. I rented a car here because I was going all over the country, and I also went into Hungary. Next time I'm here, guys, I'm not going to rent a car, because that car cost me over $1,000. The gas here in this country is astronomical. I mean, the gas here probably costs more than L.A., so next time around, guys, I'm not gonna do car rental. I'm simply going to stay in the capital and use transportation. The good thing about Europe, guys, is that They have good transportation, and a lot of stuff is within walking distance. So when I was in Brasov, I just simply parked the car on the side of the road and didn't use it until I decided to go somewhere else. Again, this video is not about renting cars. I'm just telling you guys, if you plan on coming to Europe, don't rent a car. Just use local transport. Local transport is dirt cheap, especially buses, trains, intercity travel here. You know, you can get a ticket from here to freaking Rome for like $25, you know, and that's a round trip. And if you guys decide to rent a car, make sure you have an international driver permit. That way, not only can you rent a car, but the border police won't give you any trouble. All right? So, anyway, going back to the video, what I was telling you guys about Chad. Unless you are Giga Chad, and again, Giga Chad is under the age of 25. Because women, you know, once a woman passes, you know, 23, 24, you know, it's not so much about making her pussy wet as it is about where's the money man. So, unless you're Giga Chad and you have to be under the age of 25, it's pretty much over for you in the whole, you, homie, you, alpha market. So, what you guys need to do out there is you have to understand. You need to do what the casinos do. They say the house never loses. Why does the house not lose? Because the house ends up putting everything in their favor. This is what you guys need to do. The harem system will never ever work in America because American women are stupid, they're retarded, you know, they'll just go around sucking everybody's dick and shit like that, okay? So don't even bother with Western women. They have that Jezebel spirit, okay? So what you guys need to do is that you guys need to come to a country like Moldova, Ukraine, a country that's really not part of the EU. Because the EU gives people money and shit like that, and people have some sort of, see, when you're part of the EU, you can travel to other countries. So really, guys, what you need is you need a country that is not part of the EU. You need a country where the women are hot and the women are young. Again, you have to do two things to a woman, guys. You have to limit her options, okay? Her options must be limited. And also at the same time, when she's with you, she has it so good that it's not worth it for her to cheat, play with her pussy, or do any of that mumbo jumbo. Oh my God, what is it with these retarded messages every fucking 2.5 minutes? So, what you guys need to do out there. First and foremost, guys, you need to be decent looking, okay? You need to be decent looking. I'm not Mr. Yo, homie, yo, alpha. It's all about personalities, okay? It's all about looks, okay? If it was about personality, these women in Eastern Europe wouldn't get knocked up by Chad and then get abused by him and then get kicked to the curb at the age of 24, 25, okay? So it's all about looks. You have to be decent looking. You can't be a 5'4". Bald Indian janitor. Hey, how you doing? Oh, okay. The guy wants me to wear a mask, so he just walked away and do it like this. They don't care. So, you can't be a 5'4" Indian janitor, bald, and expect a girl to fall in love with you. I don't care how much money you have, okay? So you have to be decent looking, okay? That's number one. Number two, you have to have a lot of money. And number three, you have to let a woman know up front, hey, this money, it will go away the second if I think you are cheating on me, this money will go away, okay? So again, it's all about limiting women's options, and it's all about putting restrictions on women where... Yeah, playing with your pussy, giving me attitude, is just not in your favor. A lot of you guys out there need to understand, because of Scamarona, the divorce rate in Eastern Europe is skyrocketing. Why? Even around the world, why? Because when a woman and a man stay home, especially when they're locked down, quarantine, all that mumbo jumbo, they end up getting bored, they end up getting, you know, in fights, they end up hating one another, okay? So this is why, you know, you as a man, you have to have multiple women. You know, one day I'm going to spend time with this woman. One day I'm going to spend time with that woman over there. You know, you don't want to be in close quarters with the same woman for a long period of time. That's number one. So you have to have a harem of more than one woman. You know, having one woman in your life, that's not the harem system, okay? So that's number one for the harem system. Number two is that you guys, again, I cannot stress this enough, you need FU money so you can travel and have other women with you. Because, look, man, I like to travel, okay? It's fucking cold outside. I can take any hoe from this country and in 7 hours be scuba diving in Sharm el Sheikh, Egypt. So you need to be able to wow your harem woman every now and then, especially if they suck dick really good, right? So the bottom line that I want to make to you guys out there is that the number one reason for divorce in anywhere in the world, especially here in Eastern Europe, it's because of financial reasons. Financial reasons are the number one reason people divorce all over the world, and in particular here in Eastern Europe, where they don't have a safety net. There is no credit card, there is no bank loans, there is no welfare. You know, if your business goes bankrupt, if you go out of business, if you get laid off, if you get hurt, it's pretty much GG for you. You know, good game. You know, it's just a nice way of saying game over if anything happens to your business or to your job or to you physically as a man. It's pretty much over for you. So the number one reason divorce rate is financial reasons, and number two, being in close continuous contact quarters with one another. So the harem, you know, the tenets of the harem system is, god damn this message, I don't think you guys are listening to it as much as you can listen to me. So to close this video, the tenets of the harem system: number one, you need to have a lot of FU money. Number two, actually this should have been number one, you need to be decent looking. Don't be motherfucking Yogi Obes and think you're gonna have a harem, okay? So number one, you need to have FU money. Number two, you need to be hot. Actually, that's supposed to be number one. You need to be decent looking. You don't need to be fucking Giga Chad, okay? Number three, you need to have multiple women. Having one woman is not part of the harem system. You need to have multiple women. Number four, don't live with them in close quarters, you know. Every couple of days, go from one woman to another woman. Number five, you need to wow your harem by taking them on an trip or getting them a Louis Vuitton purse. But that's if they suck your dick or really do good stuff for you in bed. What was that, number four or number five? I forget. I'm not gonna keep you counting. The next thing is, guys, you need to be able to have several women that you can go to one by one, and not, you need competition anxiety. That's the most important thing, like Sandman said. You need to have all these women know, look, I'm fucking you and I'm fucking four or five other women, you know. So whoever fucks me the best is gonna go to Sharm el Sheikh, you know. Whoever sucks my dick the best is going to get a Louis Vuitton handbag. So I cannot stress this enough, guys. The harem system, you need to have FU money. You can't be a broke ass thinking it's gonna work. So that's my video for you guys today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace.